Today we are going to talk a little bit about sports. I'm going to be hearing from Mark Gaffney from Scottish Disability Sports.
Pleasure, Alan. Nice to be here. We are the governing body for disability sport in Scotland. We are also more recently a national partner of Sport Scotland, but we're also the governing body of the wonderful sport of boccia as well.
Many of our listeners, Mark, are blind or partially sighted or will know someone who is. And we're always keen to encourage people to take up a sport or an activity, not necessarily to become professional at it, but for all the benefits, physical and otherwise, that can bring. I mean, that's something which I'm sure you would echo.
Absolutely. We know how important sport and physical activity is to everyone we work with, and we see on a daily basis the life-changing impacts that being a little bit more active and being involved in sport can have on our participants and athletes.
Do you find that people sometimes flag up issues with accessibility or clubs or centres or coaches and things like that, perhaps not being aware of how their sports can be made accessible?
Yeah, and we find that a lot. And often it's not just the physical access that is the biggest barrier. A lot of the time it's the lack of awareness or the attitudinal approach that is often the biggest barrier. You can go a long way with creating a really positive environment and having a little bit more knowledge to be able to effectively engage, effectively signpost and support that individual who may be looking for a little bit more information on something. And just through some reasonable adjustments that don't necessarily have to cost a lot of money, you know, you can go a long way to making it a much more inclusive and accessible space. And we do a lot of work through our education and training programs, and that's a huge impact in terms of changing cultures and changing behaviours and becoming a more inclusive and accessible society that we all want to be.
Do you think that could begin, I'm thinking, not just with clubs and so on, but perhaps with schools as well, you know, being more inclusive or understanding different ways to make more sports accessible. So even at school age, children with disabilities or sensory impairments can feel more included in physical exercise.
We find the earlier you can make that intervention, the bigger the impact you will have. And we're fortunate, more recently we've done a lot of work, and thanks to our funders through Peter Harrison and Motability, we've been able to get in front of universities and work with all primary education teachers and all physical education teachers at university to give them disability inclusion training so that they are the educators and teachers of tomorrow. They'll be going in and creating these more inclusive and accessible spaces, hopefully within their class environments. And what we find that is if it happens from an early stage, then the children within these environments as well will naturally create more inclusive and accessible environments, and they'll put things in place to ensure that everyone's included. And that in turn helps society for the future as well. And we, you know, as we keep striving towards being a totally inclusive and accessible society.
Do you think that the word is getting out there? Do you think things are improving in terms of that awareness on how to make sports accessible? We've heard a lot recently from football clubs around the UK, indeed around Scotland as well, broadening their offerings to take part in their sports.
There's undoubtedly been massive strides and huge improvements made. And I think you can reflect back to 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago and you can immediately see the improvements that have been made. But that's not to say that there aren't still great strides that still remain to be taken, because there's still huge barriers. And at the moment, we have Scottish Disability Sport Week. Each of our days has key themes. And one of those days is overcoming barriers this week. And again, we're shining a light on all the different experiences and lived experiences of our participants and athletes around as to what barriers they've had to overcome to allow them to be that little bit more active and take part in sport. And it's not just for one week a year, it's celebrating what happens all year round, celebrating the collaboration that takes place and highlighting some of the brilliant stories and experiences that the people are enjoying across the country.
You took part in an event in Glasgow where blind and partially sighted people could come along and try a whole range of sports. Do you think we need more of those, and not just to bring participants in as well, but to encourage clubs to come in too?
Yes, absolutely. And it's hugely important to us as an organisation that whenever we're running these things, that it isn't just a standalone option for somebody to come along and enjoy themselves for an hour or two and then not have any more options to go into afterwards. We, you know, we really take it seriously in the sense that we have to support these individuals into sustained activity for it to have a true impact on their lives. So we have a regional manager network around the country. We're different to many other organisations, and we have our 14 member branches from Shetland in the north down to Dumfries and Galloway and Borders in the south and everything in between. And this means that we can really create bespoke support for individuals to allow them to be supported in terms of whatever it is that they need into the different sports and activities that they've enjoyed. And we have a knowledge base that knows there's a club there, there's a session there, there's a governing body programme there, you know, and so we are able to provide that bespoke support. But it's undoubtedly hugely important that clubs are more welcoming. And many clubs will say that they're inclusive, but I think the absolute key is when you follow up and say, well, how many participants with disability do you have? That number might be really low. So we have a resource called the Inclusive Club Resource on our website, which clubs and sessions can access. And that really lays out the different types of things that clubs and sessions can do to ensure that they are thinking inclusively and being proactive in inclusion and making these sport and physical activity environments as welcoming and inclusive as possible.
We're heading into 2025. Do you have any big events or big celebrations coming up then?
Yes, we do. We've got our first ever National Exhibition Day, which we're holding in Stirling on Saturday, the 14th of June. It'll be across all disability groups, so definitely open to lots of participants with vision impairment coming along that day and trying out a whole range of different sports. We'll have education and training opportunities. We'll have exhibits from lots of our national partners. And we work with over 47 governing bodies of sport. We work with all 32 local authorities. We work with a huge number of organisations in the third sector. So it'll be a real fun-filled day with lots of opportunities. We'll have Paralympians there. You know, you can play a Paralympian. You can do lots of different things. It's going to be held at Stirling University, which is a cracking venue as well. So that's going to be a huge event to look forward to. And we would encourage anyone out there to come along. There'll be more information coming out from us in due course about how to register. It'll be completely free, so there's no barrier of cost there. As I say, hugely welcome with lots of different people to come along.
Sounds like it'll be a great event. Mark, just finally then, if people would like to find out more about the event or Scottish disability sport in general, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that, Alan, would be through to our website. We have an up-to-date website with lots of information on there, scottishdisabilitysport.com. We're across social media and Facebook, X, Instagram. As I said, we have our member branch network, and there's all contacts for them. So you'll have a local option, and our regional managers would be a great place to start as well, because they will be able to respond fairly quickly and support somebody into activity. We have a whole host of a national events program for all abilities and ages, and plenty happening around the country for people to get involved in. And it doesn't have to always be competitive. There's plenty of options for just accessing sport and physical activity for just the pure enjoyment.
Well, Mark, let's hope more individuals and indeed clubs and associations as well do get in touch and look to make sport even more accessible. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure, Alan. Thank you for your time. Thanks for having me on.